A canopy for traditional Hindu wedding ceremony in Portland. The government has spared no expense in making this a fancy affair. Faye and Hassan are incognito.
I look ridiculous.
You look fine. Presentable yet inconspicuous.
I feel restricted.
That is entirely on you. Indians have been engineering dance-ready formal wear for thousands of years.
What are the odds our guests are here?
No young white woman would willingly turn down an Indian wedding invite. I would stake my career on it.
Is that an open buffet during the ceremony?
Yes, it is.
Don't take your eyes off that table. I have a hunch we'll spot them around there.
Benedict, Rigoberto, and Megan enter, decked out in Indian attire. But Megan has clearly taken the project to heart. Benedict can't stop eating.
Well, I can't believe the buffet is open during the ceremony.
I can't believe my skin is covered with actual henna.
I can't believe you guys are excited about a couple you haven't even met yet.
No, you guys have got to try this Rogue and Josh. They really didn't skimp out on the Kashmiri chilies.
Let me try. Wow. This is truly indicative of Northern Indian cuisine.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
It's them, all right. You can just hear the overcompensation in their voices.
Is the plant in position?
Ready when you are.
Can you guys please tone it down?
Tone down what?
The ceremony is lovely and all your enthusiasm is wearing a little thin.
And what's wrong with our brand of enthusiasm?
You're gushing about rituals you barely even know, that's what! How long do you plan on staying?
The whole time, of course.
But that could take days!
Why would we even want to leave early?
Because my intuition tells me something's off again!
What's there to be suspicious about? You're around family!
This isn't your family! It's my family!
Okay, I mean, if you're being literal and all, fine. But have you considered you're taking this for granted? At least one of us...
I'm having the time of my life!
At least two of us are having a real connection to what's happening here. You know, this is what we've been missing all this time. An authentic, cultural experience.
Whoa, you're acting like you own the place. For your information... Indian weddings don't exist for you to play dress-up and share the results with your friends.
I wish you could appreciate it like we're appreciating it. If you're not going to carpe this diem, then I feel really sorry for you.
I'm detecting a massive spike in caucasity levels!
You know what? I'm tired of this. I'm tired of apologizing. Now, I like this cuisine a lot. And even though I've only tried it once, I'm pretty sure I can make my own interesting spin on it.
And even though I've only been studying Indian dance for a couple of days, it's given me a lot of confidence to go forward with my movement practice.
So, where's this guilt coming from?
Is it because we're hiding?
That's stupid.
Then I reject it. I reject my guilt.
I reject it too.
From this point on, I'm not going to hide anymore. I'm going to be my authentic self.
Mm-hmm. Preach.
I don't need to hide anything, especially not my appearance.
She deactivates her camouflage.
Because I choose not to see things like race. All I see are people who choose whether or not to live their authentic lives.
This is so beautiful!
And I choose to live my authentic self, too. Let's live our truth, because we choose a life without guilt or our artifice.
He deactivates his camouflage, too.
What the hell?
Kids, I've never been so inspired. That was the whitest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Professor, how did you find us?
See? I've been telling you all the signs, but you didn't believe me.
Sorry, I guess we're wired to stop listening once anyone ethnic kills our vibe.